We're so grateful to gather again this year in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们何等的感恩, 今年我们又能够奉我们的主的名再次聚集。
And it is to the praise of the Lord that we've been able to gather here in Vancouver.
我们要赞美他, 因为他让我们有这样的机会能够在温哥华聚集。
We've been gathered by the Lord for a calling.
主把我们聚在一起, 是因着他的呼召。
There is a calling from the Lord.
主对我们有一个呼召。
You are my witnesses.
这个呼召, 你是我的见证。
We want to read some scriptures in regard to this matter tonight as we begin.
在我们开始的时候, 我们一起读几处的圣经。
My particular portion is to share from Paul's testimony of Jesus.
这次我的责任是从保罗的角度来讲到这个主题。
And we find his personal testimony given in Philippians chapter 3.
我们从他的书信里面,腓立比书第三章能够看到他讲到这个主题。
So we want to read this testimony as we begin tonight. Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 7.
我们从第三章第七节来看起。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
第三章第七节,只是我先前以为与我有益的,我现在因着基督都当作有损的。More
than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
第八节,不但如此, 我也将万事当作有损的,因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土,为要得着基督,并且得以在他里面,不是有自己因律法而得的义,乃是有信基督的义,就是因信神而来的义。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督,晓得他复活的大能,并且晓得和他一同受苦,效法他的死。
Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
或者我也得以从死里复活,这不是说我已经得着了,已经完全了,我乃是竭力追求,或者可以得着基督耶稣,所以得着我的。Brethren,
I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们,我不是以为自己已经得着了,我只有一件事,就是忘记背后努力面前的。 向着标杆直跑,要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。Now
we also just want to look in Isaiah chapter 43 at our theme passage.
然后我们看这次大会的主题圣经是在以赛亚书第43章。Just
want to read verses 10 and 11.
我们要读的是第10节跟第11节。
Isaiah 43, verse 10.
以赛亚书43章第10节。
You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me.
第10节, 耶和华说, 你们是我的见证, 我所拣选的仆人, 即使这样, 便可以知道, 且信服我, 又明白, 我就是耶和华, 在我以前没有真神, 在我以后也必没有, 唯有我是耶和华, 除我以外, 没有救主。
Once again, let's pray.
我们再一起祷告。
Our Father, we come to you tonight.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
And we come in the name of the Lord Jesus, the faithful and true witness.
我们乃是靠着主耶稣基督的名, 那一位可信, 真实的神。
We know that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to bear witness of Christ.
我们也知道圣灵赐下来是要为耶稣基督做见证。
We pray that you would focus our eyes upon the Lord Jesus tonight.
我们就祷告求主帮助我们注目在耶稣基督的身上。
That you might remove the distractions as we have gathered here together this evening.
求你把一切让我们注意力偏离的这一切事物。
We come and say with the Apostle Paul, we want to know Christ.
我们能够像保罗一样的祷告说，我们要认识基督。
And we have confidence that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us in our weakness and quicken our mortal bodies to be attentive as we've gathered tonight.
我们深深地相信圣灵有能力能够帮助我们胜过一切的软弱。今天晚上我们能够听见你的话。And
now we cast ourselves in complete dependence upon you tonight.
我们把我们自己完全投身在你自己的身上，求你今天晚上做工。We
thank you that you're here among us.
我们谢谢你在我们当中。
And we pray with faith in Jesus' precious name.
我们因着信心在你面前让祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We have been gathered with this calling. You are my witnesses.
我们这次聚集是因着主对我们有一个呼召，你们是我的见证。
There is something we should say right at the beginning of this matter of being his witnesses.
这句话我们需要在开始就做一点说明。
If he has gathered us and declared us his witnesses,
如果他召我们是向我们宣告我们是他的见证,
it means he is already here.
这个意味着他已经在这里。
He is already doing something.
他已经在那里做着做他的事。
And he wants us simply to bear witness of what he is doing.
然后我们 就是来做他做的事情的见证人。
We read a few verses from the prophecy of Isaiah.
我们刚刚从以赛亚读了两节的圣经。
He was prophesying about Israel who would come back from the captivity.
我们的神当时是预告将来有一天以色列民要从被掳之地回归。
And because they forsook all of their idols during the captivity, now they believed and could witness of the one God.
在被掳之地，神把他们拜偶像的这些偶像全部打碎了。现在他们能够真正的在这个世界来为耶和华做见证，他是唯一的真神。
When you read the whole chapter, we see that God is gathering all the nations of the world together.
如果你把整章的圣经读一次，你就会发现神要把万民聚集在一起。
And they are gathered together to prove if there is any God besides Jehovah.
在这个聚集里面要证明在耶和华以外还有别的神吗？
In the courtroom,
在这个法庭,
God himself speaks first.
神是首先发言的一位。
He says, I alone am God.
我是耶和华。
Is there any other God beside me?
在我之外还有别的神吗?
I am he.
我就是耶和华。
The only God.
唯一的神。
There is no other God who can save but me.
在我之外没有别的救主。
That is who I am.
这就是我。
And you are my witnesses.
然后你们是我的见证。
Do you believe that?
你们相信这个事实吗?
And Israel was to be a witness of this one God.
所以以色列民就是要为这独一的神来做见证。
But we know that Israel's testimony began to fade.
但是以色列人的见证逐渐的消失。
The witness of this Jehovah was growing dark.
这个见证人的见证越来越失去光彩。
And then the servant of the Lord came, even Jesus.
然后神的仆人 耶稣来了,
and he fulfilled this role of being a witness for Jehovah God.
所以这个神的仆人耶稣来完成了为耶和华做见证的见证人。
He was a faithful and true witness.
他是那一位真实信实的见证人。
When he saw God do something, he witnessed to it.
他看见耶和华所做的，就为他来做证人。Now,
when we come to the book of Acts,
然后我们来到使徒行传,
we see Jesus again gathering some men together.
主耶稣把一些弟兄们聚在一起。And
he tells these disciples, you are to be my witnesses.
主就对这一群门徒们说, 你们是我的见证,
but wait
等一等,
until the Holy Spirit comes upon you in power.
但是你们要等候圣灵降临在你们身上,你们要得着能力,
so that when you witness, the Spirit of God will also bear witness.
所以当你们在那里为我做见证的时候,圣灵也为我做见证。
And we remember on the day of Pentecost that when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they began to go out and be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
所以我们在这一本《使徒行传》里面，我们就看见，当圣灵降临在他们身上之后，他们就从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地极，为耶稣做见证。The
Apostle Paul was saved in part by the witness of Stephen, the martyr.
使徒保罗是受这一个第一个殉道者斯蒂凡的见证而得救的。As
Stephen bore faithful witness to who the Lord Jesus was, the people came upon him and stoned him and killed him, and Saul was in their midst.
斯蒂凡在那里 把他所认识的耶稣清清楚楚地向着以色列人做见证，最后被这一群人用石头把他打死。在这个场合中，扫罗在那个当时在那里听。And
Saul began to persecute the church.
他后来就开始逼迫教会。But
he could not escape the faithful witness of Stephen.
但是不管他怎么样逼迫, 他没有办法挥去那个斯蒂凡留下来的见证。And
then the Lord Jesus met the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus.
然后他在去大马士的路上被主遇见了。And
what did the Lord say to him?
当时主对他讲什么呢?
After he revealed who he was, Jesus,
主向他启示他是谁,他是耶稣。
We find recorded in Acts chapter 26 and verse 16,
你注意16章第16节,
that the Lord's call to the Apostle Paul was to be a witness.
16节说, 主呼召他, 要叫他做执事, 做见证。
The Lord said, But rise, stand upon your feet. For I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of these things which you have seen and those things in which I will appear unto thee.
你站起来，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事、做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
We know because of the scriptures that when Paul was given an opportunity to witness for his Lord, he spoke of the Jesus that he met on the road to Damascus.
所以我们后来就看见保罗一路去为耶稣做见证，每一次他就把他在大马士所遇见的主所看见的证明出来。His
witness was powerful.
他的见证带着能力。
But all he did was speak about what he had seen and what he had heard.
他所说的无非就是他所看见与听见在那条路上。But
we see that Jesus also said that he was to be a witness of things that he would see after his road experience.
然后在这个使命讲的这段话里面，他也说到，你也要将我
And we thank God that through the letters that Paul wrote, we can see how Paul's witness increased as he understood more and more of who Jesus was.
所以你从保罗的书信去看的时候，的确发现，在他后来的日子里头，他对主的认识越来越深。
When Paul was thrown in prison in Rome,
当保罗被关在罗马的监狱,
we know he wrote at the same time Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians.
所以他写了三本书信在监狱里, 腓立比书、哥罗西书跟以弗所书。
These three prison epistles are tremendous revelations of Christ.
这三卷书是非常重要的保罗的书信。
In Ephesians, we see God's testimony of Christ, that he is the center of God's eternal purpose.
所以在以弗所书，你能够看见这一个神的见证。 是集中在他的儿子耶稣基督是整个的核心。
And the church, which is his body, was to be a witness of this eternal purpose and this grace that is in Christ Jesus.
然后他的身体就是他的教会，教会在地上有一个使命，就是来证明这件事。
In Colossians, we see Paul lifting up the testimony of Christ in all of his grandeur.
然后到了哥罗西书，你就看见他说到这个教会是来为他的头来做见证。He
is the creator. He is the redeemer.
他是创造万有的那一位主。He
is the head of the church.
他也是我们的救赎主。He
is preeminent.
他是在一切之上。Firstborn
over all creation.
他是首生的，在受造之物中他是首生的。Now
all of these things, which we've all known about,
这些我们都很熟悉。This
is Paul's witness of the things that he has seen about Christ.
这些都是他在基督里面所看见的事实，他来为这个来做见证。In
these books like Ephesians and Colossians, we see the substance of the testimony of Jesus.
所以你不论读以弗所也好，读哥罗西书也好，你能够看到这个见证的内容，那个实质。But
we're thankful for this letter to the Philippians.
我们也感谢主。 这本菲利比书,
you know, the church of Philippi was a Macedonian church and not rich by any means.
这个菲利比书呢，这个教会是在马其顿，并不是一个富有的教会。
But they have been praying and supporting the Apostle Paul since his second missionary journey.
但是这一群圣徒们，自从保罗第二次巡回布道的时候，他们就有负担来支持这位宣教士。Paul
obviously feels so wonderfully bound together with these dear saints that he opens his heart and shares his personal testimony.
所以因为他们之间有这样的亲密的关系，保罗愿意把他内心深处的感觉来与这群圣徒分享交通。And
it's an amazing testimony, isn't it?
他的见证在这本书里面是何等奇妙。Especially
when you know Paul's background.
如果你知道一点保罗的背景。Paul
said, there was a time when I held things important. In my life.
他说我以前曾经认为某些事情是我生命的执着与追求,
my religion,
我的宗教,
my zeal in righteousness,
我对公义的热心,
my authentic Jewish heritage,
我的以色列的这一个传统,
many things I held as important to me.
这些事当年对我来讲都是我最重要的事。But
then I met Christ.
但是有一天我遇见了主。And
I began to know Christ.
我开始认识他。And
Paul says, what I began to see was the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
然后他就发现这一位我所认识的主耶稣 他是我的至宝,
I don't know what word it is in Mandarin. Is it pretty close? Excellency?
Close.
Close, yeah. Okay. But Paul is saying, you know, when I got to know Jesus, there was something so tremendous about him.
所以保罗就做见证。他说，当我开始认识这位耶稣的时候，他有一些东西在我里面。 我能够发现他的宝贵性,
that he changed everything in my life.
他把我的一生所有的一切都改变了。
Everything I thought was so wonderful, I now consider rubbish.
我以前认为非常重要宝贵的事, 今天因为认识了基督, 那一切事情都变成了粪土。
Paul has now seen the ultimate, and he's been spoiled by the knowledge of Christ.
他就看到了神的终极的目的，因此这一切他就能够放得下去，放下来。So
Paul's put away all those former things.
他把以前所认为重要的全都撇下了。And
as a matter of fact, by the time he writes Philippians,
当他写这一卷书的时候,
when he says, I'm forgetting the things that lie behind,
我把一切
He not only is including his former heritage, he's also including the former successes he's had in building churches and doing things.
甚至不但是他过去那些以色列人的传统宝贵的东西，他甚至把他认为他过去建了多少教会，传了多少福音，都认为没有什么了不起。
And Paul shares with the Philippians.
他向菲利比的圣徒们说,
here's my testimony.
这是我的见证,
I want to gain Christ.
我要得着基督,
I want to know him.
我要认识基督。
And suddenly we realize there's so much more to knowing Christ than just what we knew at the beginning.
这里 他讲到认识基督的时候，不是仅仅我们当时得救，我们认为我们认识了他，是其实还有更多的我们需要去追求。
Now it would take us longer than our whole weekend here if we would share the various things that Paul was seeing in his knowledge of Christ.
如果我们要把保罗所追求认识的基督一样一样来细说的话，这个周末是不够的。
But you'd have to agree with me on this.
但是你会跟我同意这件事。
He's been captivated by Christ.
他被基督俘虏了。
And what I would like us to see is how his knowing Christ has affected his ministry as he ministers to the Philippians.
我们这一次，我盼望能够让大家看见，当他在那里怎么样被主得着的时候，影响他整个的侍奉，他整个的方向都改变了。
And when we look at the letter to the Philippians,
当我们来读这本这卷书的时候，
we see that Paul not only ministers a doctrinal objective knowledge of Christ to the Philippians,
我们能够看见保罗不是单单跟他们讲到教义上的这些重要的教训，
but the Christ life within him ministers with overflowing encouragement to these saints.
而更深刻的一层是这个基督的生命在他里面成长所流出来的恩典能够把这个生命分享给这些菲利比的圣徒。
You see, and so in my two sessions, I want to do something very simple.
我有两次要交通这个题目，我要把它分成这两个重点。
Tonight, perhaps, I want to share how Paul ministered out of what he already knew of Christ.
首先，我们要看见他已经知道、已经认识的基督是什么。
As he has seen Christ, so he's begun to live out on a higher ground.As he ministers to the saints in Philippi.
然后他从这个出发点，然后他对基督的认识有长进，这个长进使他整个后来的侍奉有产生更深远的影响。我们能够看出这个影响是什么。
And then in the second session, the next time, Lord willing, I'd like to share on what he is stretching forth to discover of further knowledge of Christ.
然后主若许可我还有第二堂的时候我就要来看他怎么样在这样的一个基础上又可以继续不断的长进来追求什么是他一直不断追求的动力。
And this is a testimony to us who serve the Lord.
这个保罗的见证就是一个我们每一个服侍主的一个很好的榜样。
What do you know of the Lord?
你认识了基督什么?
Then we should minister out of that which we know.
然后根据你所认识的，你来服侍主。
But if our witness and testimony of the Lord is to remain fresh,
如果我们对主的认识是一直新鲜的,
there needs to be a further pursuing.
那这样我们就会继续往前追求。
I think if we just ministered what we know and then increase our knowledge, we soon would get stale.
如果我们只是根据我们已经知道的我们在那里服侍久而久之我们的服侍就变成停止不前了。
But if we are joining with Paul, stretching forward to the mark and the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, then our testimony is ever expanding.
如果我们能够从保罗的身上看出来他是怎么样继续不断的追求，这样他的长进使他的侍奉能够有更大更深的领域。那么这样的一个榜样，可以促使我们每一个今天侍奉主的也能够有长进。
Now, when we notice Paul ministering to the Philippians, we see something important.
我们从这一卷书里面看到他跟腓立比的圣徒们讲到他自己的追求。
Paul is encouraging this church.
保罗在那里鼓励这个教会。
They are evidently having some conflict because they're preaching the gospel.
在这个教会有他的问题，他们有一些冲突，因着传福音的时候。
And Paul wants to encourage them.
保罗就要来鼓励他们。
This is so important in our ministry.
这个 对我们的侍奉有很重要的点。
To encourage the saints.
就是能够鼓励圣徒们。
And so we'll see how Paul, out of his own encouragement he's received from the Lord, encourages now the Philippians.
他自己怎么样从主得着鼓励，因着这个经历也能够来鼓励这一些圣徒们。
But before we look at how he ministers to the Philippians,
在我们还没有讲到他怎么样鼓励圣徒的之前，
could we just do a brief outline of Philippians in terms of Paul's testimony?
我们先说一点他对这个教会过去的一点背景。
If there is a theme to his testimony, it's this. Philippians 3:8, I want to gain Christ.
他的见证的中心对这个教会来说，他说，我以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
What a testimony.
这是何等的见证。
He has such a love for the Lord.
他有这样的热爱对主。
He sees something so tremendous about the Lord.
他看见主那一个宝贵性。
If that I might gain Christ.
所以他说我要得着基督。
We'll have to look at that next time.
那我们下一堂再讲这个得着基督。
But now let's summarize the four chapters.
我们把这四章来做一点总结。
Here's Paul's testimony.
保罗的见证乃是这样说。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Christ was his life.
基督就是他的生命。
He shares with these saints.
他与这些圣徒分享。
It isn't about doctrine.
不是教条。
It isn't about your service.
不是你的工作。
It's about a life.
而是这一个生命。
Christ is my life.
基督是我的生命。
In chapter 2, we pick out one verse, verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Have the mind of Christ.
以基督的心为心。
That's his testimony.
这是他的第二章的见证。
He'll tell the Philippians,We need the mind of Christ.
他对圣徒们说，我们需要有耶稣的心为心。
And then from chapter 3, just one verse of his testimony.
第三章他的见证是什么呢？
I press on toward the goal.
我乃是向着标杆直跑。
Christ is my goal.
神是我的目标，基督是我的目标。
Isn't that wonderful?
奇妙吗？
He doesn't have lower goals of victories or so many churches started or so many souls saved. His goal is Christ.
所以在这里你看到他没有说到我还要建立多少的教会，拯救多少的灵魂，这不是他的目标，他的目标乃是基督是我的标杆。
And then in chapter 4, we pick out verse 13.
第四章我们看到第十三节。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Christ, my strength.
基督是我的力量。
What a wonderful testimony this is.
这是何等的见证，为主耶稣做的。
Christ, my life. Christ, my mind.
基督是我的生命，基督是我的思想。
Christ, my strength.
他是我的目标，标杆，他也是我的力量。
You know, Paul really begins to see Christ as his Alpha and Omega. Everything comes down to Christ.
所以你能够发现，在保罗的见证里面基督是他的开始，基督是他的终结，基督是他所有的一切。
Now I just leave that impression with you of Paul's testimony.
所以我把这一卷书保罗的见证留给你们有一个印象。
But I do want to ask us the question.
但是我要问一个问题。
Now when those we serve observe us, what do they see?
所以这个问题乃是你所服侍的这些众弟兄姊妹们当他看你的时候他们看见了什么?
Now, if we serve God, do they see our dedication or our ambition?
他们看见你的热心, 看见你的雄心,
maybe our intelligence,
你的聪明,
maybe our sincerity,
你的诚恳,
or do they see a lover of Christ?
还是他们看见一个基督所爱的人呢?
You know, Paul, of course, wrote many letters, and some of them are very doctrinal and strong in objective knowledge.
当然在保罗的书信里头,有些书信是非常注重教训的,知识的。
But in every one of those epistles, you can see Paul has a heart for Christ Jesus himself.
但是每一封他的书信里头,你都能够感觉到 保罗对着主的那一个心意。
Paul was an apostle. Paul was a bondservant. Paul was a steward.
保罗是神的奴仆,他是一个忠心的管家。
But he was a lover of Christ.
但是更重要的,他是一个爱主的人。
He was so full of Christ.
被基督所充满。
You remember how Jesus spoke to his disciples there in John 14?
你记得主耶稣在约翰14章对他的门徒这样说。
And he says, you know, the prince of this world is coming to me, but he has nothing in me.
他说这个世界的王要来我这里,但是他在我里面毫无所有。
Paul's horizon seemed to be so full of Christ that he was indeed crucified to the world and the world to him. And Satan didn't have much that he could get at in Paul's life.
保罗这个人,他向着世界,向着他自己,都已经是死的了。所以撒旦想要用这个世界,或者用其他的各样的方法轨迹来得着这个保罗,但是一点办法都没有,因为找不到任何的把柄。
Now the simple point I'm trying to make is this.
简单地说,
the testimony of Jesus needs to be not just something we preach, but something we live.
所以耶稣基督的见证不仅仅是我们说什么,更重要是我们怎么样活,我们活出来的是什么?
If we preach great doctrines like Christ lives in me,
如果我们只是讲一个很重要的真理,像基督活在我里面,
or Christ works through me,
或者基督借着我来做工,
is that a reality that can be seen as we're standing in the power of his resurrection?
这样的教导,在听的人来讲,他听见的是教训呢,还是真的看到这个人能够把这个教训活出来?
This is what strikes me and challenges me when I look at Paul's testimony.
这就是我每次看保罗的书信的时候,对我来讲是一个很大的挑战。
Paul, what do you say about Jesus?
保罗,你要怎么样为耶稣做见证?
For me to live is Christ.
他说,对我来说,活着就是基督。
Christ is my goal.
基督是我的目标,
Christ is my strength.
基督是我的力量,
this is Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
Now we want to see how Paul, if I could put it, ministers to these wonderful saints in Philippi.
我下面要说他是怎么样的来做这个 minister, 就是这个见证人呢?
You know, Paul has grown in his knowledge of Christ.
保罗在这些年间,他不但做工侍奉,而且他对主的认识是不断的进步。
And we have to admit that when Paul writes this testimony in Philippians, he has grown and matured and deepened in his knowledge of his Savior.
所以我们从腓立比书他的见证里面，你能够看到这些年他自己是在那里不断的长进的。
He's talking about knowing.
他用的词是认识，是正在进行的。
Now we can imagine when Paul was first saved, that he was hungry and searching for the answers to his Christian life.
当保罗被得救的时候，他所在的状态乃是在那里渴望追求到底，信耶稣是什么意思？
And Paul searched the scriptures and began to put together an understanding of how Christ could be my righteousness and my salvation and my justification by faith. These things he had to work out, these doctrines in his mind.
所以在那段时间，他就很殷勤的去查考他所认识的圣经，从神的话语里头来认识基督怎么成为我的救赎、我的称义、我的这个因信称义这些最基本的真理。
I can just almost picture Paul and his days out in the desert with scrolls in front of him, trying to get a hold of what is this righteousness by faith and all of these things that had happened in his life. And so the first stage is this desire to gain the knowledge of these truths.
我能够想象他那个时候在阿拉伯的旷野，他的面前有这一些圣经的古卷，他要去从这些圣经的古卷里面去查考，来认识这个因信称义的真理。 是怎么样来形成的？他花了很大的功夫来增加他对耶稣基督，成为我们人的义是怎么一个建立起这个整个的这个真理的系统。Well,
you are preaching a long time on that. But of course, there was a difference.
但是有它的差别。
I think with the keenness of Paul's mind, he might have become a very doctrinaire-oriented person.
他是一个非常聪明的一个人，所以当他这样子去追求真理的时候，他可能会变成一个非常讲神学道理的人。But
the problem was,
但是问题在这里,
Paul said when he went off to consider these things, Christ was revealed within him.
所以他说，当我在那里追求这些知识性的真理的时候，他发现基督在他里面有光照出来。So
he could never forget that his salvation had to do with the Savior, and his righteousness had to do with his righteousness within the one who had been revealed.
所以他就发现，他的称义是跟这个救主有关系的，他的这一切。 如果没有里面的这位基督来实现这个因信称义的真理，这些都不可能。Now,
are you a young person here tonight?
在座有一些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主吗？
Then you should study to show yourself approved unto God and be able to divide the word of God and understand these things for yourself.
你需要下功夫。 好好的去把主的话来读、来查考、来显出你对他的话有爱慕。This
objective knowledge is very important to us.
这个主观的知识对我们每一个人起步非常的重要。But
don't forget.
但是你不要忘记一件事。You
also need to know the Christ who dwells in you, the hope of glory.
你在这个追求的里面，你要同时的知道，耶稣是在我们里面。
Now Paul, like most of us, came to stage two.
然后他就进入第二个阶段,
where he served the Lord faithfully, preaching the gospel.
他就忠心的来侍奉他的主，借着传福音。It's
so wonderful to preach the gospel.
能够好好的忠心传福音是很奇妙、很重要。
Because you bear witness of Christ Jesus.
因为 你做耶稣基督的见证。
And do you know what happens when you do that?
你要知道当你这样做的时候发生了什么事。
To those who serve faithfully in the gospel,Christ reveals himself by the Spirit in fuller and greater dimensions.
当你在这样忠心地传讲耶稣基督的福音，圣灵在你里面就把更丰富的耶稣基督启示给你。
So, when Paul spoke in Damascus, when he was first saved, he was preaching that Jesus was the Christ.
当他在大马士革为耶稣做见证开始的时候，他能够说到他是谁。
By the time he was preaching in Antioch, he was preaching about Christ, our fullness in Christ, our life.
然后他下一个阶段到了安提阿为耶稣做见证时，他又长进，他说到他是what is it?
Antioch. Yeah. What is the point?
You just said, I missed it.
Antioch.Well, he was preaching Christ is our life. Oh, now.
基督是我们的生命。
Are you such a servant?
你是这样的像他一样的一个仆人吗？
Has the Lord begun to reveal things about himself to you?
主更进一步的把他自己更多的启示给你。
Upon that basis of doctrine foundation, the Holy Spirit begins to reveal Christ in his fullness.
所以在那些最基础的真理上，基督把他自己更深一层的来启示他的自己更丰富。
I remember a point in my earlier days when I couldn't wait to read the next book by Watchman Nee that our brother Stephen wrote in English so I could understand.
我记得我早年在传福音的时候，我就很巴望读尼弟兄的书，但是我不会英文，只有等到江弟兄每次翻译出一本新的，我就赶快去读了。
Now you may be used to reading the works of our brother.
你可能读了不少有关于尼弟兄的书。
And I think you will agree with me.
你可能就懂我在讲什么。
He had so much revelation.
因为这个弟兄得着很多主的启示。
Reading his books, just like, it was like 4th of July when I would read his books.
所以每次我读尼弟兄的书的时候，好像这个7月4号国庆放烟花一样。
Oh, I wanted to see more revelation.
我愿意看到更多的启示。
Are you such a servant?
你是这样的一个神的仆人吗？
You love to read such things and discover these wonderful boundaries of Christ.
你就盼望多读一点这一方面的书，能够更深一层次来认识基督。
But by the time Paul gets to Philippians, he's in the third stage.
等到保罗来到了腓立比书的时候，他已经从第二阶段进到第三阶段。
Now he's still founded upon the doctrines of Christ.
当然，他仍然是在耶稣基督这些最根本的基础上，真理的基础上。
He still wants further revelation.
但是他还求更多的启示。
But his life is no longer just focused on ministry. It's now focused on the Lord himself.
这个时候你会发现他的注意力从那些工作的职事上更进一步来到主自己身上了。
What do you think?Paul's testimony means when he says, I press on toward the mark for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus.
所以你读他的话，他说在三章十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的得的奖赏。
Surely Paul continued to minister. Even when he was in prison, he continued to write letters and pray and serve.
虽然这个时候他人是在监牢里头，但是并没有拦阻他继续在那里做工。
But he'd found, could I put it this way, a higher ministry?
但是我可以这样说，人是在监牢里头，但是他做的工是来到更高的层次来侍奉。
Still an apostle, still a bondservant, but serving the Lord himself.
他是使徒， 他是一个神主耶稣的奴隶，但是他现在的侍奉却侍奉这一位主人自己。
You know, we sometimes as servants of God and those who are faithful to the Lord, we serve the house, but do we serve the Lord?
我们这些学习侍奉的人，常常我们是花了很大的力气，我们服侍神的家，但是我们有没有注意到我们更需要来服侍这位家的主人呢？
So Paul in his ministry, by the time he writes Philippians,has an aspect of his life that transcends ministry. It has to do with something personally related to Christ.
所以在这个阶段的时候，你要注意，保罗在这里所要讲，所要告诉我们的，是从他在过去一直忙碌在这些工作的上面的事情，今天的环境逼他开始注意到这一个主人的问题。
All right, now, let's go back to the Philippians and see how Paul uses the knowledge he already has to minister to these dear saints.
所以我们回到这本书里面来看，他怎么样把这一个他所学到的秘密来与这些圣徒们来分享。
In order to see how he can minister, we have to come back once again to Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
我们再来回到第一章第二十一节。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul is in a difficult situation.
保罗是在一个很困难的这个客观的环境。
There are many things unknown in his life, if he would ever be released and minister again, if he'd be martyred for the Lord.
他的前途是什么？他会不会被放出去继续的传道？还是这现在他会殉道？前途茫茫，不清楚。
But Paul has come to a position of rest in his relationship itself with Christ that enables him to minister to the Philippians.
所以你能够看见这一个仆人在这个监牢里头，他能够得着一个安息。不管前途是什么，他能够跟主有一个很亲密的关系，然后他把这个认识交通给腓立比的圣徒们。
If you look at the section right around that verse 21,
你如果注意看这一节的上下文
，you see how this is worked out in Paul's own life.
然后你可以看到在保罗的身上是怎么样经历的。
Such was his witness of Christ.
他在这里这样见证。
That he actually could say, to depart and be with Christ would be much more better.
他说，如果要与主离开这个世界，与主同在，好得无比。
Now, how many of you want to live and never die?
我们中间在座的有多少人愿意永垂不朽，一继续活下去？
Just if I can stay alive another day, that's all I want.
我能够多活一天，我就很满意了。
If I can just survive, that's what's important.
我能够活下去，我很满足。
But Paul actually says, well, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
但是保罗的话他说，对我来讲，活着就是基督，死了却是更大的得着。
So you notice he says in verse 23 of chapter 1, and now I'm hard pressed between two situations.
你从23节他说我在两难之间。
To depart and to be with Christ is much more better. That's what it says in the Greek. Is much more better.
他说我情愿离世与基督同在，这不是更好吗？
Now how do you feel about that?
你个人觉得如何？
Can we love Christ so much that death loses its sting?
我们是不是爱主爱到这么一个地步，我们忽然间觉得死已经不在我们不害怕死了。
It seems like Paul says, no, it'd be better to depart and to be with Christ.
保罗在这里说得很好，离世与主同在更好。
Now, the only person who can really say that, and it'd be true, I mean, we could all say that, right? The only person who can say it and it really be true is somebody who knows Christ so well that he can't wait any longer to be with him.
能够讲保罗这句话的人, 而且是一个真实的话, 不是讲讲而已, 他必须个人与主之间的爱到达一个地步, 他根本对今天活在世界, 死与活无所谓, 他只要能够爱主, 到主那里。
But then he says, but on the other hand, to remain is necessary for your sake.
但下面紧着说, 我在肉身活着, 乃是为你们大家的缘故。
So Paul says, now what am I going to do?
那现在我在两难之间, 选哪一个好呢?
Does it bother him? No.
这件事情使他很难吗? 我想不是的。
He has learned that his life is in the sovereign hands of his God.
所以他学到一件事, 他生命是在这位主的手里。
And he says, I know the Lord will do what's best.
我知道他会做最好的选择。As
a matter of fact, if you look there in Philippians 1, verse 19 and 20,
如果你读19这一章的19、20节,
Paul there says, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
因为我知道这是 借着你们的祷告和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
So should I go here or should I stay here? I won't make the decision. I leave it up to the Lord.
所以我是留下来呢，还是到主那里去呢？我不做选择，我让主替我选择。
And I know something in here.
在我心里面我知道。
I think the Lord's going to release me.
主会放我。
Because of your prayers.
因为你们是这样祷告的,
because the Holy Spirit's working.
圣灵也做工,
I think I need to stay a little longer for your sake and for the Lord's.
所以我想我会因为你们的缘故留在这里再多一段多一点时间。
He says, but no guarantees whether I'm absent or with you.
但是我会跟你们在一起还是会 不在一起，没有保证。
Whatever happens, I have one earnest expectation.
不管发生在我身上什么事情，我只有一个态度。
That the Lord will keep my testimony in my body, and I will boldly proclaim my witness, whether in death or whether in life.
他说， 照着我切目所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。So
he says, is it life? Is it death? That's not the decision. My one decision is, I want to exalt the Lord in whatever is best.
他这里强调，无论 活着也好，死了也好，我只有一个愿望，让基督在我身上照常显大，这是我唯一的愿望。So
we can see that Paul has come to rest in the wrestling of his own life in his knowledge of Christ.
所以你可以看到他本来是一个斗争，但是现在他有安息了。So
now let's go back and see how he encourages the Philippians.
那现在我们来看他怎么样来鼓励这群圣徒呢?
Now the Philippians, as I said, have been preaching the gospel, and they've been facing some persecution and some conflicts because of it.
菲律比的圣徒们，他们在那里忠心地为主传福音，但是受到许多的逼迫打击。And
so if we were to describe the atmosphere of Philippians chapter 1, it would be encouragement.
所以我们要来看第一章的这个特色，那个背景是保罗要鼓励他们。Now
here's Paul, he's sitting in prison, and you know he's wrestled many nights with his purpose and what God's will is for him.
他自己本人是在监牢里头, 好多的夜晚他就在那里挣扎，到底下面一步是什么，他在那里反复思想。
But there in his imprisoned circumstances, the Lord has come to him many times in the fellowship of his suffering with encouragement and comfort.
在这样的一个学习中，主向他显现，鼓励他来交通于基督的苦难。
So now it's time to write to his brothers and sisters in Philippi.
在这样的一个学习里面，他写信给这群圣徒们。
And his love for Christ and love for them overflows in the letter.
在书信里面就把他对基督的爱与对圣徒们的爱都充分地表露出来。
I don't know if you get sometimes these little Bible study books, like Bible study book on Philippians. It tells you that the topic of Philippians is the joy of the Lord.
我不知道你们在找一些读经帮助的这些参考书里头，你会发现有些书讲到腓立比书，它的主题是喜乐这样的一个参考书。
You know, if you go into a Christian bookstore, you see the Philippians.The joy of God, or whatever, it's always joy, joy, joy.
所以你去找参考书的时候，每次腓立比书，基本上你在书店里面找到的，很多都是讲到喜乐，喜乐。
Now, actually, that's not the topic of Philippians.
但是实际上你好好读，这不是它的主题啊。
That's just the overflow of somebody whose life is Christ.
那是他生命的流露的时候，所表现的是喜乐。
So here is Paul, and he writes to these Philippians.And he encourages their heart.
那么保罗在这个苦难中来写信给这个圣徒，是鼓励他们。
He writes them, he says, every time I think of you, I'm full of thanksgiving and joy.
每一次我想到你们，我从心里面就充满着感恩、喜乐。
And you know why I feel that way?
你们知道我为什么有这个感觉。
Because I'm so glad.That you're doing the same job that I'm doing.
因为你们做的这些事情就是我一直在做的。
You're preaching the gospel.
你们传讲福音。
You're bearing witness.
你们为耶稣做见证。
And my heart is right with you.
我的灵与你们同在。
Why, I wish I were there with you preaching the gospel.
我何等盼望我也能够跟你们在一起，一起传福音。
He says, because you remember what we found?
你记得我们以前在一起的时候，
We always found sufficient grace when we preached the gospel.
你就记得我们无论碰到什么情况，他的恩典总够我们用。
And since you're serving along with me in this ministry of the gospel,
当时你跟我在一起，在这个职事上同心。
Now I'm very confident about something.
我里面有一个把握。
A, God has begun a good work in you, and B, He will complete it against the day of His return.
第一，神在你们中间开始了这个善工。第二，他也一定因着他要第二次回来，他要把他的工作完成在你们中间，这是我有把握的。
In the day of Christ, when He returns, your work will have been completed.
在基督的日子，他一定把他在你们中间所开始的工作完成。
And so He encourages them as fellow soldiers of the gospel.
所以保罗就称呼他们为基督的精兵。
Now, who should be encouraging who?
到底在这个情况里头是谁要鼓励谁啊?
Now, actually, we don't know. Maybe the Philippians sent Paul a letter.
可能腓立比的圣徒写了一封信给保罗。
I mean, Paul's the guy in jail.
因为是保罗在监牢里头啊。
But he's encouraging the saints.
但是你看见他却在鼓励圣徒们。
He's the guy full of joy.
他是被这个喜乐所充满的一个人。
You know, I know that Paul gets accused of things, but I have a hard time finding any selfishness in this man.
保罗被不同的人有不同的控告， 但是我在他的身上找不到任何 一点的自私的味道在他身上。
Now, when you look at the next section in verses 12 through 18 of chapter 1,
然后你看他的 第二段从12节到18节在第一章里头。
Paul says, now look, you know what I've discovered about my situation here in jail?
他说请你们看我在这个监牢里头有一些事情发生的。
Christ is in complete and sovereign control.
基督在这里掌握整个事情的变化。
He says, I want to report to you that the circumstances of my imprisonment has actually resulted in a furtherance of the gospel.
表面看起来我是被关在监牢里头，但是实际上我的被关反而让这个福音更大的传开了。
Now, you can just imagine the Philippians praying for Paul in their Wednesday night prayer meeting. Oh, Lord, help Paul when the rats are eating his toes. Oh, Lord, help Paul with the food they're giving him and help him get out, please.
所以你能够想象礼拜三的祷告会，这些在腓立比的圣徒们为这个使徒祷告的时候，就是说主啊，求你纪念你的仆人，那些老鼠在咬他的脚趾，没得好吃，主啊，早点把他从监狱里面放出来吧。
You know, love prays, and love many times is concerned.
爱给我们动力来祷告。爱也让我们对我们祷告的对象有很大的关注。
So Paul sets their hearts at rest.
那现在保罗就在心里面就要提醒他们不要担心，主都在那里管制一切的环境。
He speaks to them as people who have inside information.
所以在这里保罗对他们讲话的时候好像告诉他们一些内幕消息。
It almost seems like he's saying, now you remember when I was there in Philippi and things looked bad and I was in jail and how God turned the whole thing around and as a result the jailer was saved and the gospel went out even greater as a result of my imprisonment. It's happened again.
他就会提醒他们说记得吗早年我在你们那里的时候也曾经进过监牢我在那里传福音被抓起来但是那个关我的狱这个狱卒啊他反而得救了。
He says in verse 13, Now, since my imprisonment, I've had a chance to preach the gospel to the Roman guards, and some of them are getting saved.
然后到第13节他就说这一次历史又好像重演了我虽然人又在这个监牢里头了可是那一个把守我的这个御林军呢那些人也得救了。
And then there's some dear Roman brothers here who've seen my imprisonment and they've dedicated themselves to more boldly preaching the gospel.
那这一些得救的罗马 军人里面有人因为看见我这样子的摆上他们得到很多的激励他们也起来为耶稣做见证。
Then he says now of course,There are some who are preaching the gospel to try to get at me, you know, to make me feel bad, to spite me.
但是我也要诚实地告诉你，有的人传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，他要给我难处，有的。
It doesn't bother me.
但是并不打扰我。
I'm glad the gospel's going out, however it's going out.
他说，不管人是好意传福音也好，坏意传福音也好，福音总是传出去了。
Now what I'm trying to show you is that Paul brings these saints onto a whole other resurrection ground of observation regarding his imprisonment.
所以他的书信在这一章里头你能够看见他要把弟兄姊妹的视野从消极的被捆绑现在看到神借着这个环境反而把他们带到更高的一个境界里头去。
And what he is showing is that in his trust of Christ, he knows that the ministry is not about him.
所以他在这个见证的里头， 他要提醒弟兄姊妹，这一个福音的见证不是传我。
You know, there was a dear brother who served the Lord, and he came and spoke a few times at the Richmond Conference in Virginia years ago.
若干年前有这么一个弟兄来到我们 Richmond 这个家庭特会的时候来做见证。
And he went through a period of several years of great physical, great difficulties in his life where he was limited in his ministry.
他就说到在他过去的经验里头，因为他身体的限制，他没有办法来自由的传道。
And afterwards he wrote a book.
所以在那一个受限制的时候，他写了一本书。
This is a big preacher, you know.
他是一个很有名的传道人。
And here's his book.
他的书这样说
，His title, God can do it without me.
书的名字就是说，神能够做他的工，不需要我存在。
This is what Paul was saying.
这就是保罗所说的。
It's the gospel work that's important.
这个福音的工作重要。
And if I get in prison, the gospel work goes on.
但是即使我今天进了监牢。福音的工作仍然继续向前。
So first of all, praise God.
所以首要的我要赞美神。
And then he tells them in verses 27 through 30.
第27节到30节这样说。
Now you have an important role in this gospel ministry.
他说你们在这个传福音的工作上有你的责任。
I want you to know that God has counted you worthy.Of suffering for the sake of the gospel.
我要你们知道，你们传福音是要为他受苦。
Now you remember how in the book of Acts, when the brothers would preach the gospel and they would get persecuted, they would leave the town and shake the dust off their sandal and rejoice as they went to the next town.
所以你在使徒行传里面，你看到记载，这些门徒们出去传福音被逼迫他们要离开那个城的时候，把脚上的灰跺下来。
And it says they rejoiced for being counted worthy of suffering for the sake of the gospel.
然后他们说，我们非常的喜乐，为着传福音，我们居然配为主受苦。
So Paul says, now listen, now you're sharing the gospel and you're suffering in the same way that I'm suffering. So join with me and remain faithful. This is a privilege.
所以保罗在这里就鼓励这些腓立比的圣徒说，你们也要跟我一样，在福音的这件事情上勇敢向前，虽然受逼迫，这是我们的特权。
Now let's look at a second example.
再看第二个例子，
Philippians chapter 2，
第二章里面。
Here we have this most famous passage in the whole bookFrom verses 5 to 11.
从第五节到第十一节是一个最有名的一段话。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
就是让基督的心，你们当以基督的心为心。
Now there was a problem in Philippians. We know from chapter 4 at the beginning of the chapter.
那么在第四章第一节有这么提出他们的一个问题。
There were two sisters who were having a conflict.
就是在这个教会里面有两个姐妹有冲突。
Now, rather than Paul saying, now you two sisters, stop it.
保罗说，你们两个姐妹不要再吵了。
Now that's how a good Chinese minister does it. Stop it.
这是中国的牧师会这样子说的，不要吵了。
What do I know? I'm kidding.
我只是讲笑话而已。
But Paul, before he talks to the sisters, wants all of the saints to look for a moment at the attitude that Christ Jesus had.
所以，与其保罗来直接的责备这两位不和的姐妹，他要把大家的眼睛从他们身上转移到基督耶稣的身上，让他们看看。主耶稣的心是怎么样的一个心？
And so he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这个第二章里面就提出，先让我们有 耶稣的心为心。
Now, actually, with Paul, there's two different words where he uses and both the mind of Christ. In Mandarin, is it also mind or
No, no, no. Well,
在这个中文的翻译里头是讲基督的心为心，但在英文的翻译里头是以耶稣的心思为心思。
Both words are words for mind.
这个字的重点是讲到我们的思想。
But there's an objective mind of Christ.
有一个这个客观的耶稣的思想。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
1 Corinthians, 第一哥林多前书第 first chapter?
Second chapter.
Second, 第二章哥林多前书第二章。
We see Paul using mind of Christ, one of these words. It means the objective intelligence, the knowledge itself.
这是一个第二 second chapter, verse
16.
第十六节。
For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
谁曾知道主的心思去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心思了。讲到他的思，基督的思想。
So what Paul is saying is that to those who are spiritual, the Lord reveals his mind, objective knowledge of certain things.
所以保罗在这里说，对那一些属灵人，耶稣就会把他的思想来启示给这样属灵的人。
But here in chapter 2 of Philippians, a different word is used, and it has to do with our thinking and our attitude expressing our mind.
那么但是到了这个地方，就是腓立比书第二章这里讲以基督的心为心的时候，这里说所要表达的是那一个主的态度，他是如何面对不这些问题的时候，主的态度是什么
？So in our English translations, they usually translate now have this attitude, which is in Christ Jesus.
所以有的英文版本翻译到这段话的时候，就是耶稣基督的态度
，have this way of thinking.
这是他这样想的。
There's a modern English translation called The Message.
也有现代英语是翻译说这个信息。
And it says this, Philippians 2:5, it translates, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself.
所以第五节也有现代语文的翻译的时候，他就说，你们要想想你们自己，基督是怎么想这件事的。
Now, what is Paul's point?
保罗要表达什么
Fortunately, the Philippians understood the Greek, so they didn't have to go through this whole process that we're going through.
腓立比的教会是懂得希腊文的，所以他不需要像我们在这里咬文嚼字，要解释原文什么意思。
But here's Paul's point.
保罗的重点在这里。
Do you live in Christ?
你是不是住在基督里？
Does Christ live in you?
基督有没有住在你里面
？If this is true,
如果这是一个事实
，then at some point his attitudes should become our attitudes, his way of thinking our way of thinking.
如果这是一个事实，那么他是怎么想事情，你也跟他一样的态度来想这个事。
And especially he's talking about two things.
那他这里要特别强调两个点
：having an attitude of humility.And of serving obedience.
第一个态度就是谦卑，第二个态度顺服。
So Paul addresses the Philippians in chapter 2.
所以在这一章圣经里面，保罗对腓立比的圣徒是要强调这个点。
He says, "Now you're suffering for the gospel."
你们因为传福音受了苦了。
But I know when you suffer for the gospel.
当你们为了福音而受苦的话
，you also receive God's comfort.
你就会得到神的安慰
，consolation of love，
他的爱安慰我们。
And if you would make me happy，
如果你要让我快乐
，have this mind， this attitude of Christ among yourselves，
让你们每一个人都能够有耶稣的态度。
This humility,
他的谦卑
not conceit,
而不是骄傲
this preferring one another,
你能够看别人比你强
you know, we are being transformed in the character of Christ.
我们被主磨成他儿子的那一个性格
And even as he had such an attitude, we should also have.
所以他有的那个态度我们也有
So what does he do?
那他要做什么呢
He says, let's look at Jesus.
我们来看耶稣
What am I talking about? What kind of mind do I mean?
到底我要指的耶稣的怎么样的一个态度呢
Look at Jesus.
看他
He was in the form of God.
他本来具有神的形象。
He didn't feel like he had to grasp it.
但是他不以这个为强夺的。
He let it go.
他甘愿放下。
He humbled himself.
他谦卑他自己。
He became a man.
他成为一个人。
He became a servant.
并且成为仆人。
He became obedient to death.
他顺服到死。
And now God has highly exalted him.
然后父神就把他升为至高。
Now you should have that same attitude.
你们也应该有同样的态度。
You know, you can't force somebody to be humble.
你没有办法强迫一个人谦卑。
People who fake being humble are doubly proud.
一个假的谦卑其实是双倍的骄傲。
But if Christ's life is being transformed in you, this attitude begins, it's so real that Paul doesn't say, have this mind, he says, this mind in you.
所以如果你是有基督的生命在你里头，这一个态度自然而然的应该在你里面发生出来。
He's not saying you be humble.
他不是说，哎，你要谦卑啊。
He's saying the humility of Christ is in you.
他乃是强调，这一个基督的谦卑已经在你里面了。
And so let's look at what he says in Philippians 4 when he now applies it to our dear sisters.Euodia and Syntyche.
所以你看到这个教导之后，你来跳到第四章来看，他对这两个姐妹的冲突是怎么解决的。
Now I think every fellowship has Euodia and Syntyche in it.
我想这两个姐妹在每一个聚会里头或多或少都存在的。
I was in a fellowship once, and there were these two sisters, and they always had conflict.
我在有一次在一个聚会里头，就有两个姐妹老吵架。
One was great at going out and finding new people and witnessing to them and bringing them.
有一个姐妹很喜欢到外面去向不同的人传福音，把他们带来教会。
She was full of love, you know.
很有爱心。
And the other sister was a teacher.
另外一个姐妹是一个老师。
Like to teach the truth.
她要教导真理。
Now she was maybe a little overly critical, I would say.
但是她比较有一点要求比较高
Always had an opinion, you know.
对每一件事情都有一个意见
The other sister never had an opinion.
另外一个姐妹呢从来没什么意见
But they had a conflict.
然后两个就有冲突
Because they didn't have the mind of Christ.
但因为他们都没有一个基督的心
It ended up being a conflict among all the sisters.
所以就变成姐妹们中间因着他们两个人就分党结派了
Now let's see what Paul says.
保罗在这里说什么呢
Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord.
第一节，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
And then in verse 2, he says, Now I urge, this is, I come alongside.The parakletos word, the paraclete word. I come alongside Euodia and I come alongside Syntyche.
他说中文翻译是我劝友阿爹和寻都基。这个劝这个字在原文的意思是说我站在你们旁边来帮助你们。
And then he uses this exact same word he used back in chapter 2 verse 5.
这个字在第二章第五节也用的是一模一样的字。
Again, I don't know what your translation says, but literally he says, I want Euodia and Syntyche to have the mind of Christ.
所以你把这个第二章第五节的这句翻译把它放在这个地方的话，保罗的意思是说，你们两个姐妹啊，你们应该有基督的心。
And then he asks the responsible brothers to also be sure that they have this same mind in themselves.
然后就提醒这个负责弟兄们，你们也应该有基督的心来帮助他们。
He wants them all to live in this co-working together that's bound in this single mind of Christ.
所以如果你们都有这一个基督的心的话呢，那你们在一起来负同负一轭。
Now this is so important.
这是在教会生活非常重要的。
Especially as we serve the Lord in the church.
我们在教会里面服事。
I think I don't need to tell you.
我不需要告诉你们。
That if we have a testimony of Jesus, we need to have the mind of Jesus as well.
如果我们真的要为耶稣做见证，那我们就必须有耶稣的态度。
Now you know, it's true, there are many so-called Christian works going on today, and they actually promote pride, and promote jealousy, and promote, you know, everything that is opposite of Christ's mind.
今天你能够在基督教这个大环境里头，你可以看到有很多的时候，一些领袖们，他们所强调的是嫉妒，是竞争，让人有为难。
But you can see that Paul's knowledge of Christ includes Paul's mind being humble and obedient.
在这里保罗要强调的就是盼望我们所有的基督徒为耶稣做见证，我们能够有基督的谦卑与他的顺服的心。
And so he tries to encourage the brothers and sisters to live this way in harmony with one another.
所以他在这里要求也劝告弟兄姐妹，我们有这一个基督的心态来同负一轭侍奉主。
The reality is, the Lord has set both Euodia and Syntyche in the body of Christ.
主把这两个姐妹放在基督的身体里头，这是一个事实。
Each one serves Christ in their own way, and they both build up the church.
他们两个人都按照主量给他们的恩赐在那里服侍，是为着建立教会而有的。
But if Christ is to be our testimony and our life, then his mind must be among us.
所以如果耶稣基督的见证要在我们教会来发表的话，这些人必须先有一个基督的态度才可以。
Well, I see that our time is going and there's a lot more to share from Philippians, but let me just share one final point.
这本书有很丰富的可以交通的内容，但是我们时间限制，我再讲一个点。
Paul has learned to rest in the nearness of the Lord's coming.
这个点乃是讲到主保罗感觉到主的回来非常的近，第二次回来。
Look at the chapter 4 and verses 4 through 6, 4 and 5.
你注意第四节、第五节、第四章。
Now rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Why is it that every brother or sister who comes to know the Lord has a feeling he's coming very soon?
为什么每一个圣徒们当他们来侍奉主的时候都有这个感觉，就是主来的日子近了。
This isn't just a wish that they have.
这个不是他们的一个仅仅是一个愿望而已。
It's a sense that they have.
而是他们一个感觉。
And so, as he's talking about Euodia and Syntyche,
当保罗在这里提到尤阿爹和寻都基的时候，
he says, you know, the Lord is coming very soon.
他就提醒主回来很近了。
Be gentle in spirit.
要谦卑啊。
Now, this is hard for God's workers to be gentle in spirit.
对于主的工人来讲，要有这一个灵温柔谦卑，很不容易的。
You know, I remember this older pastor who was talking to the young preacher one time, and the preacher said, "What do you think of my message?"
有一次，有一个老的传道人对这个年轻的传道人这样，这个年轻的传道人讲完一篇道，问这个老传道怎么样，讲的如何
？The old man said, "You've got to make up your mind whether you're going to feed the sheep or club the goats."
那这个老传道人就说，你要先决定好，你讲道的时候是要这个牧养群羊呢，还是要掐死这个山羊？
In light of the fact the Lord is near, can we be gentle with one another?
如果我们能够有一个感觉主第二次快回来了，我们能不能够因着这个主要回来的原因，我们彼此能够温和相待呢？
In light of the fact the Lord is near, can we rejoice in the Lord and again rejoice?
那因着主快回来了，我们是不是能够在主里面喜乐，再说应当喜乐呢？
In the light of the fact that the Lord is near, can we be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus? Is that possible?
因着主快要回来了，我们能不能够应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的告诉他呢？
And because the Lord is near, be occupied with these things.Whatever is true, noble, pure, lovely, excellent, think on these things.
如果我们都知道主回来的日子近了，那我们应该在对于凡是真实、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、有什么德性、有什么称赞，这些事我们都应该思想。
Now, you know, we who live down in the U.S. heard the Republican convention last week and now the Democratic convention this week, and I've heard nothing pure, noble, good, holy.
我们住在你们加拿大下面的美国的人，过去的两个礼拜，一个是共和党的竞选大会，另一个是民主党的竞选大会，你在那个大会的里面所听见的演讲，没有一个演讲能够符合真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，都不符合。
And actually, Paul is saying something stronger than just think about these things. In Romans 6:11, you know the verse: "Reckon yourselves dead unto sin, but alive unto God." Reckon yourself. It's the same word here. Reckon the things that are noble, honest, true, of good report.
在这里保罗所用的动词是 reckon 这个字，就是罗马书六章十一节所用的，就是要算你计算你们的老我是死的，在基督里要算你们在它里面是活的，是这个字，就是计算的算字，这个字在这里也是一样，他要我们用这一个态度来思想，就是你要好好仔细的来想这些没真实可敬公义的等等等等这些事。
Well, anyway, you can see that Paul is on a higher calling.
所以你在这个地方，保罗鼓励他们要有一个更高的呼召。
Now, workers, those who serve the Lord.
所以在我们中间所有服侍主的同工们。
In the church, you're the ones who are known as the worriers.
在一个教会里面，你们这些侍奉的同工是主的战士。
You can't let go. You can't trust God. You fret an awful lot.
你如果不能够相信主的话，你们就没有资格来做他的工了。
Should a servant of God be obsessed with his health and then worried about his finances?
如果我们这些做工的人天然担心我的身体这样不行那样不行，我的钱这里又不够那里又怎么样，如果我们都是为这些事情在那里思虑烦恼的话，我们怎么来侍奉神？
If the Lord is very near, don't worry about that stuff.
如果你真的见证耶稣的回来的日子近的话，这些事情根本不需要去担心的。
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
所以保罗就说吩咐他们说，靠主常常喜乐，我再说喜乐。
How can you do that?
你怎么办得到呢？
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
他这里说，我能够在他里面做万事，因为他加给我力量。
Chapter 4 is so precious, speaking to us of the secret of learning how to be content in whatever situation we're in.
所以在这个第四章里面这个见证，他说我学会了，我知道处任何一个环境我得到秘诀，因为我靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
But it's because he knows that the Lord Jesus is his Jehovah Jireh.
因为他学会了耶和华以勒。
In any case, all I'm trying to say is, Paul is living out of his love for Christ and encouraging the saints to live a life on a higher plane.
所以总结来讲，保罗在这里能够给这些圣徒们看到，我们基督徒不管外面的环境怎么样，我们可以在一个更高的境界中来侍奉主耶稣自己。
Now we are witnesses.
我们是他的见证人。
And so may we pursue the Christ that Paul pursued to lead us onto this higher ground.
所以我们能够像保罗一样来追求，让我们对主的认识越来越深，越来越高。那这样，我们来做他的见证人，就对了。
Amen.
好的
，Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for the way Paul was met by you in every way on resurrection ground.
主，我们实在感谢你。借着保罗的见证，我们能看到他一直在你的复活的警戒中来被你提高。
All the things that make for death have been overcome, and Paul is living in a higher plane.
任何让他遇到死亡的气息的事，他都能够突破，能够让他的警戒进到更高的警戒中。
During these days we're together, would you open our eyes to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord?
主啊，但愿我们每一个人都能够以认识基督为至宝。
Until Christ is our life.
让我们能达到主就是我们的生命。
And Christ is our mind.
你也是我们的心思。
And Christ is our goal.
你也是我们的目的。
And Christ is our supply.
基督是我们的供应。
Oh, lead us to this higher ground, we pray, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们祷告，求你把我们带到这更高的境界中。
Amen.
奉主的名祷告。